to tell the Balei Dvorim, listen, Idinu biso, Ipshur biso. It's up to you. I'm telling you there are two ways to go through this. Either you can go through a din Torah, will tell you exactly what the din is, no compromises. Or else, if you want, we'll try and make shalom here. Lav dafka to din Torah, we'll try and make a compromise between you. So the mitzvah just means you're supposed to notify them there are two ways to handle here. Which way do you want? Now the Gemara says, if so, Hainu the Tanakama, that's just like the Tanakama, if so. Shrashad Yoma, Nigmra din yatir sholif soya. Ho mikoidim gemadin resholif soya. The Tanakama before just said that once we have the Gemar Din, then it's also to make a pshara, to make a compromise. But Mashma, before the Dayanim came to their psak, then the Yoralat had changed and said, let's make a compromise. So then what's the machlokes between the Bishuv and Korach and the Tanakama? Tomorrow says, yes, Ike benayo mitzvah, that the Bishuv and Korach saw the mitzvah. No, it means you should notify them and tell them before you start that there are two ways to do it. Do you want to have a Din Torah? Or do you want to have a compromise? Tanakama sova no rishus. It's only rishus means that the Dayanim do not have to tell them. If the Balei Dvorim come to the Dayan and say we want a Din Torah, the Dayanim do not have to tell them there are two ways out. They just go straight and do the Psak Din. Just if the Balei Dvorim themselves come and tell the Dayan we want to have a Pshara, henecham is rishus. If you want, you can do it. Nothing more says it so. Hainu the Bishimim ben Menasya. That's the same halacha as Bishimim ben Menasya also. That he says, Mishatishmes es divrayim v'yodas leichem leito. That he said before, that if the Dayanim hear the words, and they know which way the psak should go, then they can change and make a pshara. So it's the same halacha then, but before that they couldn't make a pshara. So Mora says, no, Ike b'nah, that's also a different shita. Mishatishma divrayim v'yatirdei leichem adin noita. Iyatirishoyu leimelem tzuv v'atzeyu. That's like a Shimon Menasya's chiddush. And that's a machlekes. According to Tanakhama, it's only also if the Bezdin paskin the din. If Bezdin says clearly, you're chayiv, then they can't change the mind and say, you know what, now we'll make a compromise. But before Bezdin gave a psak din, the Tanakhama holds they could change the mind and make a compromise. Rav Shimon ben Menashe, we had before, says no, he says a third shita. That once the Dayanim heard the Balei Dvorim, heard the Tainis, and they know now which way the din should be, even before they say clearly which way the din is, still, they can't change their mind. Hechna dinoite yatir shor lemelam tzu b'tzayim. Now the Gemara says, "Upligid Rabbi Tanchum bar Chaniloi." They argue on Rabbi Tanchum bar Chaniloi. Why? The Oma Rabbi Tanchum bar Chaniloi net lenema mikrozer elikneged ma'isa legal. He dashes this posik that we dashed before, but say a berach. That we dashen before, all different ways of dashening, what is going on, making a bivtsua, one man yama says you can't make a pshara, or other drushes, it's not like Rav Tamchan dashens. Because he dashens, it goes on the maestro eagle, and it's like this, shenem and apostles, it's like this. Vayiru Aaron, or Vayivim Mizbeach Lefona. And Aaron, Svayar Aaron, he's sua, and he built the Mizbeach in front of them, he let them make the eagle. The question is, Maru, what did Aaron see that he didn't stop them from making the eagle, but rather he went ahead and let them make this eagle? What did he see? Is Omer ben Yama by Yefes, Omer Ablaza, Ro Chur, he saw Chur, that Chur tried to stop them from making the eagle. Shez the Vuach Lefonev, and they shechted him. They killed him out right away. So Aaron said to himself like this, Eloi Shemanu Lehu Ahashtu, if I don't listen to them and let them make the Mizbeach for the eagle, of the lead, they'll kill me out also. Of the lead, kid yav do bechur, they'll do the same thing to me as they did to chur. Or mekayim be the mekayim with me, the pasuk that says, him yehorog ba mikdash Hashem kain v'novi, a terrible thing, they'll kill out a kain and a novi. And Rashi says, Aaron, kain v'novi hoya, Aaron was a kain and a novi. So Aaron was not there then to make the ego, rather than letting him be killed. It's like this. If they'll kill me out, they'll kill out a kain and a kain and a navi, full of heavy lu takanta. There's nowhere to do tshuva. You can't return. You can't bring him back alive again. Liyelam, there'll be no takana. You can't fix it up. If so, Aaron thought, mutav del evdu legal, let them rather right now go and do the egel. I won't be meich. I won't stop them, so they won't kill me out. And ef shehevi lu takanta b'tshuva, it's possible. Even though they do the chet of egel, maybe they'll do tshuva. It's possible. That's the way Aaron thought. So in that the pasuk goes, the Batzaya Berech Niyat Hashem, Ubetzeber, when you're trying to make a pshor, you still make a compromise, that's what Aaron tried to do here. Rashi says, Shos Aaron pshoro, beno le benatzmi, made a pshor between them. For her heter liatzmi, lasses lemasegli, gave heter for himself. So this goes the pasuk, Ubetzeber, niyat Hashem. But that's not a good pshor, he shouldn't have made such a pshor. Nothing more says. Nothing more says, Vahani tanoi, toite mayim reishis modoi ma dashibei. What are they dashing with this pasuk? Before we add other drushes, Rashi's Hani Tanoyim, the last lo mishatishma devrayim ita rishol of soya. They don't hold like Rosh Hashanah Menachia to say that when the dayonim hear the tainah to know which way the psak goes, then they can't change to make it into a compromise. Says so. What do they do with this pasuk? Poi to mayim reishis modern. So Mora says, "Kirg Rav Hamnuna, Kedashin like Rav Hamnuna, Tiyomer Rav Hamnuna, Ein Tchilas Dinay Shalodim." The Midrash learns, "Lo'osid Lovoi." Mishem Lo'osid Lovoi. When Hashem gives the big din hagodah, when He gives us a judgment, know what the first thing He asks you? Ein Tchilas Dinay Shalodim Nidin El Adibre Torah. The first question He's going to ask you was, "Did you learn Torah or not?" The Rashi says, "Adibre Torah." Shlo Yosak for Torah. They'll have time is why you didn't learn Torah or enough Torah. Shinema the pasuk says, "Poyte mayim reishis modern," like poyte Rashi says, "Poyte haTorah miyolov." Who reishis modern? That's the first judgment they'll give you is whether you learn Torah or not. That's how they dash in this pasuk. Now, Omar Rav Huna, Hai Tigra, an argument machlokes is damya letzinura bedikla. It's daima to a tzinur and a dikla. Rashi says, "Kishanor goda," when the river becomes bigger, pomishu yitzla, so it goes into the field. Shalagafam. And it comes like small sprouts of the river goes into the field. Now, if you don't stop that flow of water, miyad hilochumachiv, right away this small flow of water becomes wider, and soon you can't stop it anymore. It could flood your whole field. That's the way machlokesin is also. When you start arguments, if you don't stop right away, there'll be no end. They'll go on and on. Keep on the ravach. Once you have space, it just keeps on going. Abayik shisha, the older Abayi said, Omar, domi leguda de gamla. It's diamond to a wooden bridge. So Rashi also explains that Mor says, keep on the come. Once it stays well. Rashi says, Dafin Shagesa, the Gesha, the planks of a bridge. When you first step on them, they shake. The site, after a while, they come stronger, and the Nikvas, they stay clear there. So that's the way Ketatar also, an argument. Once you start arguing, the more stronger you become, and you just stay in an argument. In other words, stay away from arguments. Now the Gemara says a few members here, like this. Hohu, there was a person, the heavy clumber, used to say like this. The Yazdi kept on going and said like this. Tuvya Dishom of Adish. Person is lucky if he hears things and keeps quiet. So Rashi says, Tuvya Dishom of Yadish. Ashrav is good for the worthy of the person. Sheshomeyacher person, he hears the way people ranking out even. But for Shaisik, he keeps quiet, doesn't answer back. Oh, Margil Bakach, he's wrong this. You're better off this way. Chofu bishto meya. You'll hold back 100 arguments. Rashi says, Chofu bishto meya. Hocholem bishtikos, you'll hold back by you keeping quiet. Meya royce 100 bad things. Show your boy salo by deatagam. Because if you would have answered him back, so you would have got yourself into an argument. And from that, you would have had 100 of arguments. So a person that just keeps quiet, doesn't answer back, you're better off. You'll save yourself 100 arguments. Omalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Kroksiv, there's a pasuk for this also. Toite mayim reishis modin. Means somebody open up your mouth and keep on arguing. Reishis modin means reish meya. Dini, you'll bring upon yourself 100 times worse. You'll bring it on more and more. Rashi says, modin means nutrikin meya dani. That you bring upon yourself 100 arguments. So you're better off, even though you hear people say things about you, just be quiet, ignore it, you save yourself a lot of problems. Vaitahu the heavy comer. A person was going around and saying what is biyozel. Atarti tlos ganvi lemiktal. Even though sometimes a person could steal two or three times, he won't be killed. But don't worry, eventually Hashem will give it to him. Omalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Kroksin is the pasuk for this also. It says, Koyamar Hashem, al shloisha pisha Yisrael. Three times Kriyasol did a sin and Hashem didn't punish them yet. When they did the fourth chet, then Hashem won't forgive them anymore. That's when he brought the Churban Abayis. Hahu devi kama liyoza. Somebody else said like it was going around saying, Shev biri l'shalma. There are seven holes. Rashi says seven burrs, seven holes in the ground, kruyas that are dug out. L'ragli yisholem umikulam yinotzel. On this shalom, on this of peace, even if people try and catch him, he'll save himself from seven holes, seven burrs he won't fall into. But v'chad liyoved bish, but somebody does bad, even with one hole he'll fall into, he'll be caught. And omalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, the crux of the pasuk like this, ki sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Even though there are seven fallings, a tzaddik will stay up. But the Rosha Yipo Ba'achas, a Rosha will fall down the first takola, the first stumbling block he comes over, he'll fall in there. Hahu Devi come over Yozel, the person is going around saying, the Yozel mi bei dina shoko glima. If somebody went to a din Torah and they took away from you your shirt, like they made you pay, lizma zema b'lezel b'yurcha, let him go home and sing in the street. He should be very happy about that. Rashi says, "Mishenot le bezin talisa le parei lacher lezel v'lezel hoyo v'din emes donu." Since they passed in the din emes here, lahis the klum. No, you didn't lose out anything. El gzei loitzim the other. You should be happy about it. What they did now is again they're making you do tshuva. They're taking out the gzei that you had in your house. So be happy about it. Omalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Kruk said the apostle of this. The gam kolam azeh al makayim yavi b'shalom. Even after the Din Torah, it says by Yisra, Rashi says, Yisra Ksiv, Humashma Loishina Zakav Loishina Chayiv, Kulam B'mashma. All the Yidin, when they go home after the Din Torah, everybody will be happy. And even the people that the Yonim say they have to pay, they'll also be happy. Because they realize now, like up until now, it was by us, by Gzela, we owe the money, that's the Din Torah, they'll be happy to pay back. Hahu they have become of Yos, the person is going around saying, Hai Neymo Vidikuloi. Shuffle. Hai naima v'dikule shuffle. It means Rashi says, kishisha min anemnes, when Isha is falling asleep, so hasal, the basket she has on top of her head, falls out. Kids, when they become lazy, so their baskets fall down. Omele Shmuel Rabbi Yud, the crux of the postage of this, v'yaltzaltayim yimach hamikra. Then you become lazy, you'll fall down. It's no good to be lazy. Hahu devi koma v'yaltz. The person is going around saying like this, gavra d'rechitzna olayu, Adayu l'gziza v'kam. So Rashi says, Dayu l'gziza v'kam. Horim agrafoi, olai v'yom l'negdi. Gavra means the rechitzna, a person that was first close to you, you thought he was a friend to rely on, when you needed him, Adayu l'gziza v'kam. He just punched in the nose, that's all. All he gave you back was just his fist. Omalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, the crux of the puzzle of this also. Kamish loim yasher batachti boy, that even though you had trust in somebody, it didn't last. In other words, you shouldn't have trust in people, have trust in a Kodesh Baruch Hu better. Hahu dehevi called the Kama v'yal, someone was going and saying, Ki rechimtun, when they had love together, hevi aziza apusyo tistasiro. They were able to sleep together, even on the sharpness of a sword. Rashi says, Kishevesinu hoisina aza beinol ishtoi, kishavosenu. When the love was strong between man and his wife, they managed even on small things. They were able to sleep even on Moshal al-Roichav Asayif, on the width of a sword. Because even though the bed was so narrow, they didn't have anything, they were happy they had love, that was enough. But Hashtud le'ezizun v'chimton, now that the love is not so strong, they don't feel so close anymore, pur yabash shishin gamidi le'sagalo. They could have a bed 60 feet long, and it's not big enough for them. Still don't help. So when they have Abba, they say people, Mashkel, people say that they have to live on love. Kids, and when they're happy together, they'll manage, they don't need more. When they have arguments, then they need more. Amar Rav Huna, Kroik is a posse for this, Kroik CV. Mikorik CV, Niyadati l'choshom v'dibati itcho mi'al kaparis. Hashem spoke with us from the kaparis. How big was the old kaparis? V'tanya oran tisha v'kaparis tefa, harei kanasora. The old kaparis was high, 10 tfochen. Look, CV, although by the base of Midrash, it says, Kitzu, when Hashem was close with us, when we were close with Hashem, Hashem was happy. He had his makom in 10 amos, or else in the base of Migdash here, 30 amos, that was enough. But at the end, when Christ did chatoim, when Christ went away from Hashem, here the pasuk says, Koyama Hashem, Hashemayim kisi voretz adam ragloi. That Hashem's kisa is in Shemayim, Voretz, and his whole land is Hashem's stool. Eizah b'asa shetif nuli. Where's the house that you built for me? There's no house here. There's no place for me here. And now the Kli Yisrael went away from Hashem. There's no house for Hashem. So you have to say, now that they're far apart, There's not enough room for us. The Gemara says, "My mashma, how do we know the high lois seguru lishtu the chlushu?" Say from the pasuk lois seguru, the last shot was you should not be afraid of anybody. Means if you have aidas to say, don't hold it back. So it's saying lois seguru means lishtu the chlushu, don't hold it back something. How do we know this? Omer of Nachman, Omer the pasuk says, "The yayin la tishti, you should not drink wine. For lois sega, you won't be held back from it." So you see, Ogur goes on konish. Ravacha by Yaakov Amamihocha. Tochin Bakayit Lachma Ogro Biktir Mamacholo. Also, you hold back, you'll take back in the food. Loshna Knisa, gathering together. Or Ravacha Bray, the Rav Iko Amamihocha. Oigur Bakayit Ben Maskil. This is a psukum to say that the word Oigur, Loisaguru, is Loshna Knisha of gathering together. So, the post says Loisaguru means don't gather, don't keep back your words, but rather stay out the edits that you have to say. Yeah. Omer Rebbe Shmuel ben Achimeni, Omer Rebbe Yenison, Kol Dayin Shadin Din Emes Lamitoi, any Dayin that passes a real true Din, you should know, Mashra Shechina B'Yisrael, he causes the Shechina to be in Klai Yisrael. Shnei Mer HaPosek says, Lehim Nitzav B'Yad Esel, the care of Lehim Yishpoit, for Kol Dayin Shein Adan Din Emes Lamitoi, the Dayin does not give a real true Psak, Gorim L'Shechina Shetasalak Nisrael, he takes away the Shechina from Klai Yisrael. Shenema Mishayda Aniim Mayankas Eviyanim Ata Okum Yomer Hashem. Kids, if they make the wrong sokim, that takes away Hashem. The Yom Roshmu Banachman Om Reb Yenison Kol Dayin Shenaitu Mizev Noisin Lazesh Loikedin. Any dayin that takes away from one person and gives it to another one, Shloikedin, it's not a true din. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Noitu Menu Nafshoi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will take away his nefesh. The punishment back for a wrong sok is Hashem takes kills you. Shneva the Pesach says, "Al tigzo dal, don't steal from a poor person." Kidalu v'yatidcha ani b'shach yashem yoru rivam, because you make a mistake for them. If you not only mistake, you do it wrong for them. Hashem fights back for them. The kov has kaveyam nefesh; he takes away a nefesh for them. Hashem pays back for taking away your nefesh. The Yom Rabbi Shmuel ben Achimeni, Yom Rabbi Yenison, liyolam yira dain asun. Dain should always see tilu cherev manachas loy ben yakosav, as if before he's paskin, he has to look as if mamish. There's a sharp knife standing between your thighs. Or Gehenem Sukhulay Mitachta, the Gehenem is opened up in front of you, in the bottom of you. In other words, you have to be careful to make sure you're making an emesek of sak, and not to make the wrong sak. The Balamusta say, Eluzman, every person is supposed to be his own dying, supposed to judge himself. You have to feel as if, mamish, whatever you're doing, there's a cherub in front of you, and Gehenem is open in front of, under you. Shneem, the Pasuk says, Hine mitosa shalishloimai. So Rashi says, the marshal for Shechina